Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Israeli tanks and warplanes continue to pound the besieged Gaza Strip. Tel Aviv has rejected a new ceasefire offer by Palestinian resistance movement Hamas.
In response to the intervention of the UN and considering the condition of our people, especially on the occasion of the upcoming Eid al-Fitr, the Palestinian resistance factions have agreed to this ceasefire on the condition that it is a humanitarian pause for 24 hours, which begins in the afternoon.
Well, in response to the new truce offer, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Hamas of violating its own ceasefire. Netanyahu says Israel will take whatever action necessary to defend itself. He also vowed that Israeli operations in Gaza will continue. Several Palestinians were killed after the Israeli army resumed air, ground, and naval raids on Gaza Sunday morning. The fresh attacks put an end to Israel's self-declared 24-hour ceasefire. The Palestinian death toll has topped 1,060, with more than 6,000 people being injured. Well, we cross over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Hisham Mahana. Hisham, good to see you. Hisham, please fill us in on the latest situation. Start with if there is a new ceasefire or if there isn't, and go from there, please.
Well, it's sure now that there is absolutely no ceasefire until the moment. I say again, no ceasefire, as the Israeli drones targeted another car to the west, to the south, actually, of the Gaza Strip to Khan Yunus. One civilian announced dead, four casualties also were wounded in the same incident. And if we go to the north of the Gaza Strip, we'll find that news are talking about heavy shellings are still on different areas, as well as the east of the Gaza Strip. So until this moment, there is no ceasefire. There is nothing but continuation for the offensive called Protective Edge by the Israeli military against the civilians of the Gaza Strip.
Hisham, tell us about the latest attacks that you've experienced within the last few hours.
For the last couple of hours, there has been multiple different kind of attacks. There is heavy shelling from the artillery on the ground on the eastern side. There has been different civilian residence buildings in the city of Gaza Strip. One in the south of the city of the Gaza Strip. One closer to the same building, which are fully inhabited with civilians. There is absolutely no militant targets there, and there is no justification for attacking and targeting such kind of people. Also, earlier, an airstrike took place over a Ayad family, actually two blocks away from here where I'm standing. They first knocked on the roof by a missile from the drone, and then it was followed by heavy missiles from the jet fighters, F-16s, which destroyed the home, the house. Most of the house has been destroyed. Several casualties were at that incident. There has been also targeting of civilians in their cars and to the north of the Gaza Strip. So there's absolutely no ceasefire going on, and people are still waiting for any possible chance they can feel safe, especially that tomorrow is highly possible to be the first day of Eid al-Fitr. This kind of celebration by the people here in Gaza Strip has been waited for more than a year now, where people find peace, where people meet each other, congratulate themselves, and now there's going to be nothing but mourning houses for the families who were lost or killed by the Israeli killing machines in such a holy, joyful occasion.
Now, Hisham, you were talking about the knock on the roof. Can you explain that to our viewers again? It's been a while that we have not touched on exactly what that means in Israeli terms.
Knock on the roof is the new strategy that the Israeli military has been using to warn the civilians in Gaza Strip who are lying in their houses before they get targeted. A missile or two or maybe three are fired. They penetrate the highest roof or the highest level in the house, in the facility, whether it's a building, a tower, or just a small house. And then the Israeli jet fighters follow that only in a period of less than a minute, sometimes 13 seconds only, demolishing the entire house, killing anybody there who's still there. The Israeli spokesperson of the IDF has been saying that we have been warning civilians before we target their homes, which is true, but that would happen only by an SMS or a phone call they receive, which is recorded, telling them that you are a possible target. Just leave the house within 10 minutes. Some people also received SMS on their cell phones saying that you will see more signatured by the IDF. So this kind of terrorism practiced by the Israeli military against the civilians in Gaza Strip is just unjustified. And at the same time, Israel claims that they are warning civilians before they target their houses.
Right, the Israelis are using it as a PR, but it appears that it's almost a psychological torture in many ways. You're saying with the so-called knock on the roof, if you only have 30 seconds or a minute, or even with the SMSs and it's just a few minutes, many experts are saying this is also a form of psychological torture.
But the thing is that it's not only the people who are inside the house that will be targeted. It's also the people who live beside them, who live around them. They also have to evacuate as they will get harmed. They will get injured if they stay in their homes. If any house gets knocked on the roof of it, the whole neighborhood, most of the houses have to evacuate also as well. So it's not just knocking on the roof for one building, it's knocking the roof of entire neighborhood.
All right,
this is causing continuous worrying for the people living in their neighborhoods.
Thank you so much, Hesham Mahana, for being with us. Press TV's correspondent on the ground. Stay safe, please.